mwiko icha mpesa mano. Tena mupepi kwebeko, tena mupepi kwebeko. Oh, nati kwena kweba nangi bote kukwesheku. Nishiriga chakero wanjoyo alampera pyose nusu. Mamone tena mwiko icha mpesa mano. Tena mupepi kwebeko, tena mupepi kwebeko.
Listening to Power FM.
It's all day.
It's all day.
It's all day.
It's all day.
Power FM. It's all day.
It's all day.
Well, so we in the building.
Motivation, can call my age without confusion. You my angel from above, baby. Nang go be but the shoes and call my baby. The one in my phone, I go see your hour. Live on a cover, baby. Nang go be but the shoes and call my baby. The one in my phone, I go see your hour.
Uma bastion chili na weo Tasarion sepa kunso minaneo Uwinga makapo ya putia mweo Ba isetika lipo chichicha na weo Kuise mtepo imfula haka suwa You forever be the one vika kuchifuwa If I say I'm dead over you wala njalika Rather die than see you with another nigga You the lady of my dreams Chilota ni makuya ni kauka ni kakulota Umushe wa sowa lisa baby you knowka Plus when you write me ni kuyureka Jiwe ni mafunu gala na every day Nikalibo pesa pomo kazi munga iwe Yawa you the best ever Kupusa never mbaka na kumpela Juke kala
kuri ya lalabai Olo chalo chonse chikuzonde wilalabai Nakuninyila mkongo Baby ndiwe my mission Ndiwe mani pata motivation Yankala my age without confusion You my angel from above Baby, nangu vipu jasi uzangala ma baby Jiwe ni mafuna kukusi ya awe Nifuna chago wewe Baby, nangu vipu jasi uzangala ma baby Jiwe ni mafuna kukusi ya awe
Send Angel on power. Stand by for the Power FM lunchtime news.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
2026 presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu meets Ngoni chief amid tight security. Zambia and AVIC International Project Engineering Company sign amendment agreement on debt restructuring. In international news, Ugandan opposition leader Bobby Wine in hiding after police raid on his home. And in sports, Nkana parts ways with Enoch Sakala Jr., extend Kambole contract.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. 2026 presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu has held engagements with Ngoni traditional leaders in Chipata, Eastern Province. Mr. Zulu paid a courtesy call on several chiefs, including Senior Chief Mzamane, Chief Madzimawe, Chief Munukwa, Chief Saili, Chief Maguya, and Chief Mshawa during his visit to the provincial capital. Meanwhile, heightened security was recorded at Mpendukeni Palace, Ipendukeni Palace yesterday after police officers surrounded the residence of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. This appeared to be an attempt to prevent Mr. Zulu and his delegation from meeting the Ngoni Paramount Chief. In a separate development, Matera Member of Parliament Miles Sampa is set to appear in court today to face charges related to transmitting unsolicited or deceptive communication under the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. At press time, a heavy police presence was reported at the magistrate's court ahead of his appearance. Mr. Sampa had been in detention at Central Police since Monday following his arrest and charges related to Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. This prolonged detention has sparked outrage among members of the Patriotic Front, who argue that the case is bailable and question the reasons for his extended confinement. The charges stem from an incident on January 15, 2026, when Sampa allegedly disseminated false information about a fake polling station purportedly set up in Chavuma on voting day. The government and AVIC International Project Engineering Company, AVIC International, signed an amendment agreement on the 13th of January 2026 related to financing contracted for the Lusaka Urban Roads Program under the L400 Phase 2 and Phase 3 projects. This step forms part of Zambia's ongoing external debt restructuring process under the G20 Common Framework for Debt Treatment and reflects the government's commitment to orderly, transparent and good faith engagement with its external creditors. In January 2017 and November 2018, the government entered into financing agreements in the amount of 36,167,000 and 36,165,913 million, respectively, to support the construction and rehabilitation of selected Lusaka urban roads under L400 Phase 2 and L400 Phase 3. Following a transfer by the original lenders, AVIC International, as the contractor on the projects, assumed outstanding debt associated with the financing. The resulting debt restructuring agreement in the amount of $56.3 million constitutes the First Amendment agreement in respect of these obligations and is being implemented with a sequenced approach aimed at addressing outstanding amounts owed to AVIC International in an orderly manner. Operation Young Vote Executive Director Guest Nurenda has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to enhance community engagement regarding the upcoming delimitation exercise. Mr. Nurenda highlighted the importance of the delimitation process, stating that it cannot be handled without deep public involvement. He said the Commission must go beyond high-level stakeholder meetings and reach out to citizens across the country. The call comes as the ECZ prepares to undertake the delimitation of constituencies and wards ahead of the August 2026 general elections.
Issues of delimitation, yes, we know that it is tied to the certification of the register. People need to be informed. Suppose you are not voting in that particular constituency, because then there will be different constituencies.